Dr. Livesey's story. At 1:30 in the afternoon, two small boats went from the ship to the island. We looked for Jim Hawkins on the Hispaniola, but he was not there. We waited on the ship. There were 6 pirates with us. Then Hunter and I took a boat and went to the island. I wanted to see the house on the island. The house was strong, and it was in a good place. We can stay here, I thought. There's water, and we can bring food and guns from the ship. Then I heard the pirates fighting in the trees. They're killing someone, I thought. Perhaps Jim Hawkins is dead. Hunter and I went back to the Hispaniola. I told the captain about the house, and we started to put food into the small boat. The pirates on the ship did not hear us. Joyce and I carried the food from the beach to the house. Joyce stayed in the house with his gun, and I went back to the ship. We put more food and our guns into the small boat, and dropped all the other guns into the sea. Then Mr. Trelawney's men, Red Ruth and Hunter, Mr. Trelawney, the captain and I left the ship. There were 5 of us in a small boat, and we moved very slowly. Then we saw the pirates on the Hispaniola. They had the big gun on the ship. "They're going to shoot at us," somebody said. We tried to go faster. Mr. Trelawney shot at the men on the ship. He hit one of them. Then the pirates on the island ran out of the trees. They began to run along the beach. "Quickly," said the captain. "They're going to catch us. Leave the boat." We heard the big gun on the Hispaniola behind us. We jumped onto the beach and ran. Most of our food and our guns went down into the sea with the small boat. We heard the pirates running along the beach behind us, but we ran quickly through the trees to the house. We arrived at the house and turned to shoot at the pirates. We hit one of the pirates, and the other men ran away. Then one of the pirates turned and shot Red Ruth through the head. Captain Smollett said sadly, "Now there are only 5 of us, and we have food for 10 days. What are we going to do?" Suddenly, we heard somebody outside. "Dr. Livesey," said Jim Hawkins. "It's me, Jim. I'm here." So then there were 6 of us.